I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the book of Exodus, from the Hebrew Testament, the Old Testament, chapter 1, verse 8 to 14. Now a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. He said to his people, "Look, the Israelite people are more numerous and more powerful than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, or they will increase, and in the event of war, join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land." Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to oppress them with forced labor. They built supply cities of Pithom and Ramesses for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more that they multiplied and spread, so that the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites. The Egyptians became ruthless in imposing tasks on the Israelites and made their lives bitter and hard with hard service in mortar and brick and in every kind of field labor. They were ruthless in all the tasks that they imposed on them. In these human words, God's word is heard. For the past three Sundays, I have talked about being trapped in this pandemic and relating them to individual stories, biblical stories of imprisonment. First was the story of Paul and Silas, then the story of Daniel in the lion's pit or lion's den, and then last week was the imprisonment of Joseph the dreamer. Paul and Silas tells us that we can still minister and evangelize in a variety of ways even as we are confined or trapped in this ongoing militaristic quarantine. In the story of Daniel in the lion's den, I urged many, especially LGBTQI plus youth, trapped in homophobic homes to do everything that they can to survive, to hold on, to hope, and to always remember that they are never alone like Daniel. Last week in Joseph's story, I urged everyone to stay active and productive in whatever way possible as a way of surviving this pandemic. The story of slavery of the Israelites in Egypt, the Hebrews, tells us now our shared imprisonment and slavery, not only in this pandemic, but imprisoned or trapped in the socio-political system we have with the leaders that govern us here in the Philippines. Our individual feelings and struggles of being trapped in the longest militaristic quarantine in the world is amplified by our shared modern-day enslavement by those who behave and speak like pharaohs, thinking and doing as if they are god-kings who hold life and death in their hands. Ang pakiramdam natin na parang nakakulong at nasasakal sa quarantine na ito ay pinapalala ng ating pakiramdam na tayo ay nakakulong sa isang bansang pinamumunuan ng mga masasamang leader bago pa man ang pandemic, pero mas lumala ngayong pandemic. Kaya nga napakarami sa atin ang inaasam na mangibang bayan, mag-OFW o tuluyang mag-migrate para takasan ang kahirapan at kaguluhan dito. We are in a modern day Egypt. We are enslaved, exploited, suppressed, and murdered by those who rule us. One could hear the echo of the story of Exodus. A new Pharaoh rose to power not knowing nor recognizing the past. he feared the people, and therefore he sent his military forces to kill children and young people like Kian and Aldrin in his so-called war on drugs. A new pharaoh rose, and thinking that he is a pharaoh, a living god on earth, he decided who lives and who dies. He decided to mock the god, to insult the god of the people, and call their god stupid. This new pharaoh placed greater suffering upon the people he enslaved with higher taxes and greater violence. The reading, the biblical reading today in Exodus as part of our sermon series, tells us that the pharaoh and his taskmasters were brutal in everything they imposed upon the slaves. We can certainly relate to that story in many ways. We are all familiar with the story of Exodus and the creative ways it has been presented for the last 50 to 70 years in cinema. But despite the creative freedom employed to several versions of the story, some elements remain the same. The tyrant who sees himself as a living god on earth. The use of military force to subjugate and murder people, massacre people. The exploited and oppressed slaves. And of course, the god who liberated them through human representative. The very fact that it continues to be told and retold, not just in the last 50 to 70 years in cinema, but throughout the centuries, only tells us that Exodus is not just a story from the past, but a continuing experience of people from age to age, and even today. Now, I do not believe that God per se would send out plagues to make innocent people suffer, nor a pandemic to kill indiscriminately and taking hundreds and thousands of innocent lives. No, I refuse to believe in that. Nonetheless, I also recognize the natural laws and conditions of nature, and that it brings about natural disasters not only to human life, but to the kind of oppressive systems that we have, that we as humans have artificially created. I do not believe that this pandemic is a punishment of God or from God, as other more extremist preachers would claim. The pandemic is a natural process and incidence in the world from generation to generation, century to century. And while that has been interpreted in ancient times as direct acts of gods, demons, or other supernatural forces, we now know better. That's why the last Exodus movie, yung huling Exodus movie, I think that was Of Gods and Men, untitled, it tried to portray some of the plagues as natural phenomena that coincided with the events of Exodus. Nonetheless, the natural forces happening without intention or purpose other than natural law expose the evils of Egypt and of every civilization or empire that has ever existed. Plagues and other natural disasters takes away our blinders and makes us see our hidden chains and invisible prisons and the broken systems that exploits us. The pandemic and the Exodus plagues transforms our silent suffering into awakened wailing and crying out for freedom. Our silent prayers of salvation are then awakened to an outcry of hope and possibility. We are, in some ways, enslaved in the Philippines. Some are more enslaved than others. Some have glorified their enslavement and took upon themselves to defend and fight for their pharaoh and taskmasters. It is the same story, not just in Exodus, but in almost every age, and it continues to be our shared story today. We are trapped in a modern-day Egypt with a pharaoh in the palace of Malacanang, and this pandemic is the plague that exposes and magnifies the evil of our social system and the leaders who perpetuate them. It exposes our slavery that have existed even before the arrival of the plague. It exposes and amplifies the brokenness of our government and society. It exposes and amplifies the brokenness of our healthcare system or the lack thereof. It exposes and magnifies the corruption that has always bled our people. For the past 2 weeks, I must confess that I am again feeling terrible, numb, and lifeless because of the killings of a 70 because of the killing of a 70-year-old peace advocate and a young woman human rights activist who is also a church volunteer. I feel numb and lifeless because of the news of corruption in PhilHealth and the multitude of other things that this current government has done. And it just feels like life is being sucked out and the spirit being sucked out of me and of all of us. I think to myself, we are barely halfway through. We are halfway through in this pandemic. How can we survive not only physically but mentally and spiritually? 5 months, turning almost 6 months into the pandemic, I am getting spiritually exhausted and drained like everyone else. Because of all the things that is happening and the other things that should be happening but are not happening in our country. In one Facebook post that I expressed or posted, I said my curious wonder on how the slaves of Egypt in Exodus kept faith and hope for several hundred years of slavery. I was curious on how the surviving Jews kept their faith and hope after witnessing the destruction of Jerusalem and the massacre of their people, and then being uprooted and exiled in Babylon for 70 years. I then realized that the very same book, the Bible, was the very thing that kept them alive, surviving, faithful, and hopeful. Well, I mean not the Bible per se, but the stories, the prayers, the rituals contained that they wrote over the centuries, over the millennia. So the Hebrews, the slaves, told stories night after night, season after season. They kept and continued to practice their rituals and spoke their prayers no matter how painful and terrible their suffering was. They told stories of their ancestors Abraham and Isaac, or Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob with his two wives Leah and Rachel, and their 12 or more children. Most likely they told and retold the names and stories of those who were killed by Pharaoh and his taskmasters. They told and retold the story of their covenant and the promise of salvation even when their suffering continued on and on and on for decades and centuries, feeling as if there is no end. Later on, centuries after the slavery, they started to write their stories, rituals, and their covenant. They also wrote how stubborn their people were. They were as a people. They retold and wrote how some of their people wanted to go back to becoming slaves in Egypt and wanting to seek Pharaoh's forgiveness. They wrote and told the stories of their people, the good and the bad. After all, faith, our faith, their faith, is always embedded in stories. And those stories fuel present hope. Present hope determines future freedom. And so perhaps in our collective enslavement and imprisonment, today in this pandemic and in this country we call the Philippines, one of the major things we can do for now is to continue telling our stories. Stories of our past, where our people, motivated by faith and justice, rose up against a dictator. Stories of today and how young people of today are rising up and speaking out against the new Pharaoh, who is a dictator wannabe. I actually have a friend a few days ago. A friend messaged me, and this friend is actually an atheist. You know, he does not believe in religion or in God. And he sent me a screenshot of a guy, a comment of a guy, na ang sabi ay, dasal na lang talaga. Commenting about some irregularities on their local government response to the pandemic. And my friend was frustrated with the response na dasal na lang talaga. While I affirm that indeed using prayers as an escapist approach is not a solution, I equally affirm the importance and relevance of faith and faith practices among people. How faith and faith practices help make sense of a tragic situation. How faith gives meaning and hope to what may seem as an impossible future. Faith and faith practices, which includes storytelling and preaching, both individually and collectively, has always helped people and the oppressed to survive. Perhaps like the Hebrews of ancient times and the Jews of exile, we should continue telling our stories, singing our songs, practicing our rituals, and saying our prayers despite overwhelming feelings of despair and hopelessness. We do not see it now, nor do we feel any ounce of hope. We acknowledge and confess our individual and collective exhaustion, anguish, and anger. Some of us, even as a believer, kahit na tayo ay Kristiyano, may also believe the same thing as my atheist friend believes. Prayer seems to be useless. However, the light of faith and the spark of liberation that kept the slaves of old alive are hidden, yet continually burning in our collective stories, in our community rituals, and in our shared prayers. While for now we may tell our stories of tragedy and suffering, speak the names of our fallen, and cry out our prayers of desperation, like the slaves of old who did the same, like them, one day we shall tell our story of freedom and sing their song of praise. Lord, in your love, you lead the people you redeemed.
Ashir ale Adonai ki gaoba. Ashir ale Adonai ki gaoba. Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai. Mi kamocha nedar b'chodesh nachita v'kashdka amzugalta. Nachita v'kashdka amzugalta. Ashira, ashira, ashira. Thank you.
And so I pray that in whatever situation you and your families continue to experience today, may the God of the slaves bless you and keep you and give you peace. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Amen.